This is the Skirted Roundtable with Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb from Cota, Texas.
And on our designing segment of the Skirted Roundtable, we are going to be talking about kitchen design and our thoughts about what's in and trends and what we're thinking these days on kitchens. And Joni, I know you, not that long ago, did a post or some posts on a makeover in your kitchen. Do you have any updates from that?
I had a 15-year-old kitchen with white and black, mixture of appliances, and I had white tile, and, I wanted to gut my kitchen and, get rid of my upper cabinets and, get a beautiful range with a hood. And, I know what I want, and I just couldn't afford it and didn't want to spend the money on it. So I just did an easy, minimal thing. I bought all new appliances, and I did it online from Home Depot. I bought really cheap appliances. I'm not a big cook, so, I bought all stainless, and I bought marble for my countertops, and I put the marble on the backsplash. That was the biggie, I thought, at the time. But it turned out that the thing that I love the most in my kitchen is two things. My farm sink, and it's one of those big one sink. And I got the new fixtures for it, the new fixture, and I put a new window in, a casement window above the sink. And that whole little vignette of the sink and the new faucet and the new window, I'm like in love with it. I'm in love with my window. I mean, I literally love my sink. It's so weird, and it's like I don't even care about the marble. It's the sink and the faucet and the fixture, and the window. That was a last minute decision, and it turned out to be an expensive decision. To replace one little window.
Oh, yeah, anything in construction.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the labor. It was just the window itself. And it was much more than I thought. But anyway, I like a white kitchen. I like, a black soapstone or a white marble or even a white granite countertop. I just don't care for contemporary kitchens at all.
I'm with you, too. I'm not as attracted to the really clean contemporary kitchens. But I do, and I think I do tend to lean toward the traditional. I just keep wondering if we've seen enough of the white marble, which I love, Cura marble, and, the industrial pendant lamp, light fixtures, and this white subway tile. I mean, it's sort of like I want to know that there's something else out there, I like the dark painted, the dark gray painted cabinetry, maybe because I just want to see something different now.
I do too. I love that. And also I love wood countertops. I think that's great.
Now, what do you think about the painted cabinets versus natural stained cabinets?
I prefer painted. I feel it gets too 80s looking, that stained. But as far as the countertops go, the soapstone, but I saw some stainless steel that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Actually, I love that. It seems like it would be not terribly expensive and really durable.
I like a mixture. I'm sorry. I like a mixture too. Like, mm-hmm. like to do a stained wood island with the painted cabinetry, I think the mixture is so wonderful. You don't have to do just all one thing anymore.
Right.
No, I agree. Yeah.
I think the issue with the stainless steel countertops is that you have to get used to, it's going to develop the patina of a lot of scratches and a lot of mars and nicks.
That doesn't bother me.
And that's fine. I think that's just for advice for people, though, is are you going to be bothered by that? Because there are people who are going to spend all their time, like they do with their appliances, spraying them down and cleaning off the fingerprints, and then other people who are comfortable with that. And I think you have to know that, like, is it going to stand up? Are you going to see all that, like a really beautiful honed black granite, but you're going to see everything that touches it.
Yeah, if it's matte,
wonderful product. If it's honed, if you want soapstone but you don't want the upkeep, get a honed black granite countertop, you know, or you want a white marble, but you don't want the upkeep or you're freaked about marble, there's some beautiful white granites that are very light and gives you that same effect with zero maintenance, you know. So you do have options in granite. You don't have to do it the way it's been done for the last 10 years.
Well, I
you
think
can go white or black.
We were talking about the subway tile, which, you know, it's a classic. So do you remember that Southern Accents spread with the subway tile that was like a cornflower blue? Do you all remember that? I believe it was.
That's Suzanne Castle.
That was beautiful. So doing something that maybe, you know, a classic like the subway tile, but changing it up by putting it in some really beautiful color, I think that's might be the way to go, for me at least. You know,
another,
I just think it's a little different.
Another good backsplash that's neat is beadboard.
And inexpensive.
Inexpensive,
right. And I love the look of beadboard. And, you know, you put that with... you could do a tile or, you know, a wood, a stained wood countertop. I mean, that's so cool looking.
People do that around here a lot with the beach. That's an easy, inexpensive backsplash to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. It looks great. It completely gives you that kind of beachy feel.
You want to hear the most ridiculous kitchen I ever saw was... I was brought in to do to bid to get a job to stage this antique home that was on the market, and it had been rehabbed by a couple of builders who were just the worst sense of the word builder, just no design style whatsoever. And they had bought this antique home at auction that was very rambling, and we're talking early 1700s in the part of the house, the original house was early 1700s. So in New England, that means very low ceilings, very small rooms, a lot of brick, original fireplace. And they put in what had to have been a $200,000 kitchen in this house that was blue, like Wedgwood blue cabinets. And it was like an operating theater. It was so huge. And out of place. I mean, it was so out of place and out of character.
Not charming, in other words.
It was not remotely charming. And the color blue was just, I mean, I don't like blue, and I certainly don't want blue cabinets. I mean, I like blue, but, you know, not like that. And, you know, and it's not like you could walk in and say, well, I guess I'll replace those. And I just thought, and they had the 6-foot double wide Sub-Zeros, and
oh my god,
it was so much. I mean, it was so awful. And you know, this house went on the market for like $1.8 million, and I think 2 years later they finally sold it for like $1.1 million because you know, it was a really good example of what not to do. These two guys just thought, well, this will sell, this is what's popular, and the bigger the better.
Well, they had no taste.
Yeah, I mean, in a different home, the kitchen itself might have looked okay. You know, if it had been in some huge mansion, but it was in a, you know, house that had, in the front part of the house, 6-foot, 6-inch ceilings. You know, little tiny house in the front for little short people from the 18th century. Yeah. And, you know, so it was just awful. And that's always my story.
That's builders that aren't architects or they're not designers. And they build and they put in an expensive kitchen and, you know, it has no style. So it's... You know, gosh, there are a million houses like that on the market. You know, I remember when DeCorno was doing a remodeling too, and she didn't want to spend a lot of money, and she would ask, what should I spend my money on my remodeling? So let's say that you want to update your kitchen and you don't want to spend a lot of money on it, but what is important to spend money on? You know, and she got a lot of comments, oh, the cabinetry, you know, be sure you have wonderful cabinetry. Well, to me, that was the least thing that was important to me. I'll paint my cabinets, they'll be fine, you know. So to me, the most important thing was my surface, you know, what was going on.
Countertops.
Mm-hmm. You know, my countertops, that's where I was going to put my money in, and my sink, and
your fixtures.
You know, the things that I could touch and feel. And I'll paint my cabinets, which I did, and they look fine, you know. So, but, you know, to me, I would put my money in the things. Another thing was the appliances. You know, unless you're a chef, and you've got special requirements that you need this certain kind of stove or something, you don't need to spend a lot of money on your appliances at all to get a good one and to be good enough, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah,
I so say, I would say save your money on appliances.
Well, you can always change those out easily, too, as you go along.
I mean, like, we don't have a Sub-Zero, and I have a built-in refrigerator that cost me, I think, $900, and I'm telling you, it works as good as a Sub-Zero.
Now, Megan, what does your kitchen look like?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my kitchen, because this house was built in 1945, is the original galley kitchen. I mean, this was a house that was designed to be a beach house, a beach tiny little cottage for people in the city. So it's like a hallway. It's tiny. It's the size of something that should be an apartment, and it's the bane. I'm always like pushing people out of it, getting dogs out. I mean, it's so narrow that if I have my dishwasher door opens, it almost hits the refrigerator across from it. And my refrigerator, someone just laughed the other day and said, I cannot believe you have this size of refrigerator for a family of four, but it's this LG narrow, skinny refrigerator. But I get things done in
it.
I don't have a pantry.
I think you could do a really efficient kitchen, a small galley kitchen with good appliances. You know, I just said don't spend good appliances, but I mean, you could do like dishwasher drawers instead of a dishwasher, or, you know, I think you could probably design something that would be fabulous. You don't have to have a big kitchen, don't y'all think?
You know what? My thing. I have no countertop surface, and nor do I have. I do not have, believe this, a pantry. I go to the market every day. But I mean, it works. It's just when we have parties, it's just, you know, you're looking for every single space possible to use as workspace.
Yeah.
But it works. It's fine. I mean, I do cook a lot. So
Do you have a separate stove and oven?
No, it's a gas stovetop and an oven underneath.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I have. I have a time.
That could save space for you, you know.
Oh, no, we don't. I mean, you would die if you saw how tiny this is. And, I mean, we are able to, you know, we fed 16, 17 people the other day for a baby shower. And we have parties here all the time.
Yeah, I have a little, it's not really a galley kitchen. I'm in a condo. And as I like to say, it was a kitchen designed by a man. Because I only have two drawers in my kitchen. I have one. God. I know. And I didn't notice it when I bought the place until I was trying to put away my silverware and had it in my hand looking for the drawer. And realized there was no drawer. I have a little tiny one that is only like 4 inches wide, and I've got one that opens up into the refrigerator. I won at a trade association event a beautiful Kohler faucet, and I always joke with the builder who donated it to this event that it's the nicest thing in my kitchen, and sadly at the moment it is. One of these days I'm going to paint my cabinets, if nothing else.
I think that's a good thing to talk about, because say you have $500 and you want to spruce up your kitchen, buy a new faucet, you know,
buy
new knobs on it and a new faucet, and your kitchen is going to look so much better.
It makes a huge difference. Yeah.
Another element that I think is very important today in kitchen design is the range and getting away from separate oven and cooktop and combining the two, making a focal point in your kitchen of the hood, you know, and actually turning your oven, your range into almost like a fireplace in your kitchen. Where the hood is the mantle, and the possibilities are endless. And I think that if you want to update your kitchen for the new millennium, that's the way to go. Is get rid of that separate oven and cooktop, which I couldn't do without major remodeling, but. I love that look.
Oh, I love it too. Yeah, there's no way in a galley kitchen. There's no space for that. But yeah, that is beautiful. Where that's the focal point, and then you have all sorts of interesting things that can be done with the wall behind it.
I just did a house tour. It's on my blog a couple of weeks ago of a model home, and in the kitchen, what they did was really interesting. They had a beautiful cast stone hood, but what they did around the hood was they took really just bookcases, you know, carpentry bookcases, and turned them inward so the shelves were facing each other, and then created a wooden archway around it. So they boxed in the whole cooking area. So kind of like what you were saying, Joni, it created it as it's a real focal point. And yet it was right. done. I mean, obviously it was a big kitchen, so they had the room to do it. But it really, you know, and then it gave them the shelves that weren't facing out. They were facing towards each other. And it was the coolest idea, and also wouldn't be that expensive because it was just bookshelves.
It created a niche in the, you know, in the kitchen. Yeah. Another important element and that I like today is like to use a lantern in the kitchen over the island, you know. And if you have a large island, do two lanterns, or do one lantern over your island and then a matching one over your breakfast table. And I think that really updates for today, you know, that this kind of thing now.
Yeah, I love the lanterns as a new sort of, I think it's just much fresher.
Now, what do you do with a tiny little kitchen, though, and with low ceilings? You can't really have that, unfortunately.
You can do it over the sink. You could do it over the sink.
I could not in mine.
I really couldn't in mine either.
But you could do one over your breakfast room table.
Well, I did. In my breakfast room, I did do a more focal point.
Well, I mean, it's not going to work for everyone, but it's just a design element.
Oh, I agree with you.
Today that, you know, I think, you know, is wonderful to bring in, like to bring in a lantern with beadboard on your backsplash and soapstone on your countertops and, you know, maybe a wood on your island or marble on your countertops and a dark wood on your island. And another thing people forget is the ends of cabinets. Finish the end of your cabinet out with beadboard or, you know, dress it up and don't leave it plain. Corbels, pedestals to put underneath your upper cabinets is another way element today that's kind of neat to dress up. Or get rid of the upper cabinetry altogether.
Well, if you have the lower cabinetry to make up for it, yeah.
Right, but yeah. I mean, that's an updated look. And if you, right. you know, if you can replace your upper cabinetry with a little pantry or something to put your glasses in or get a plate back.
Or bring in a piece of furniture that really isn't meant for a kitchen. Yeah. I love a great piece, an antique piece, you know.
Like a pot holder. You know,
no, like a chest of drawers, something that has nothing to do with like a great piece. And if you have a little niche that you can sort of stick it in, I love that. Sort of an unexpected piece of furniture.
This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Joni Webb from Coat to Texas, Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com. Or download our podcasts from iTunes, search for the Skirted Roundtables. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate all of your emails and comments. Keep them coming, and we'll be back soon. Thanks so much.